Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me. I'm really grateful. And tonight I would like to talk about standing in your power and remembering who you are. I'm Jean of Divine Healing, Jean Salch. I am a multidimensional quantum healer and chancel of the divine realm. And I also do workshops, and I also do personal channel paintings. Those of you who are listening and listening later, if you would like to have your water charged, please have it ready, and we'll do that in a short few minutes. So with everything that's been going on in the world, with all the changes happening, a lot of people are being are losing their power. They're coming out of their power. And it's not necessarily them. It's watching the news. It's listening to people who are negative. And maybe they're not listening to them all the way, but possibly listening, like half listening. And as a result, it's, you know, causing, maybe it's causing you to feel stressed or to feel powerless. A lot of people are not used to spending so much time by themselves. And those of us who live by ourselves, and I'm not talking about myself, are struggling. And they need all the extra support that they can get. So I've been trying to be as supportive as I can by coming on Blog Talk again. And I will continue after we're all healthy and well. We'll get through this together. The important thing is, you know, so many people have said, you know, I don't have the time to really take a look at myself. And now everybody has that opportunity. So what I would like to do is I would like to talk about tools to stay in your power. But first I would like to offer this. Let's do a brief meditation, just a couple of minutes. And give yourself, if you choose with your sovereign free will, give yourself permission to release any conscious or subconscious fears. And as a result, allow yourself to receive divine truth and divine peace. So close your eyes, please. Put your feet gently on the floor. And let's just take some gentle breathing breath. And as you exhale, allow your thoughts to just float outside your thinking mind for just a few moments. You can always think about those things when we're done. I am asking for a most benevolent outcome. I am asking for Queen, Creator, Divine Assistance to channel through me as the vessel, using me as the vessel for all those who are listening live and listening later in the archives. May they receive those who have chosen to participate for their highest good. May they be filled with divine truth, clarity, and peace. With your eyes still closed and gentle breathing, breathe in divine peace and exhale into your feet chakra. Gentle breathing, breathe in divine peace. Exhale into your feet chakra as gentle peace flows in with each breath. you allow any fears that you may have picked up while you've been walking out and about, breathing in to find peace. Exhale gently into the sea. Peace swirling and circulating around your feet. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your root chakra with each gentle breath, releasing any fears and replacing it with peace. And for those who are not holding any fear, filling you more with divine clarity, truth, and peace, circulating, filling the root chakra. Gentle breathing. Breathe in divine sacred peace and exhale into your sacral. Let all those moments when you gave away your power just melt away as you breathe in this divine sacred peace and exhale into your sacral. Releasing all the moments that you gave away your power, receiving peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your navel. Let all moments when you gave away your power and fear, through yourself, through family, friends you consider family, let them just melt away with each gentle breath of divine sacred peace. As divine sacred peace fills your navel, flows through your blood system and through all your organs and glands, sending divine peace throughout all your systems, allowing divine peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your solar plexus. For every moment that you gave away your power through emotion, just flow to the side and receive divine gentle peace. Breathing in divine sacred peace. Exhale into the solar plexus. Gently loosening all those fear moments when you gave away your power. Allowing divine peace to fill and circulate through your solar plexus. Breathe in divine peace and exhale deep into your heart chakra. With each gentle breath, as you gently breathe in divine sacred peace into your heart, allow all the resistances from the moment you gave away your power and went into fear. With each gentle breath, filling your heart with divine sacred peace. Gentle peace, filling and circulating through the heart chakra. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your throat chakra. With each gentle breath of divine sacred peace, allow it to also flow across your shoulders and down your back, releasing any burden that you are carrying when you lost your power or gave it away through fear. Breathe in to find peace. Gently exhaling into the throat chakra. Allow divine peace to also soothe your larynx and voice box and vocal cords. Divine peace filling your throat chakra. Divine peace flowing across your shoulders, down your back. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into the center of your head. Breathing into the pituitary and pineal chakras, the right and left side of your brain, and your cellular memory. With each gentle breath of divine sacred peace, allowing all fear for moments when you gave away your power. With each gentle breath, as divine sacred peace fills the center of your head, divine peace also gives you divine clarity, divine connection, divine truth. Breathing in divine peace. Exhale into the center of your head. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your crown chakra. With each gentle breath, all moments when you gave away your power, receive peace, divine connection, divine truth, 100% pure divine truth connection. Breathing in divine peace and exhaling into your crown. With each gentle breath, as you send divine peace into your crown, peace also fills all the hair on your head, penetrating all hair follicles with divine peace, relaxing you with peace and divine truth. Breathing divine peace and exhale into all your systems, sending divine peace to your circulatory system, your digestive system, your urinary system, your muscular system, your nervous system. Breathing in divine peace, sending peace to all systems, allowing divine peace to flow into your vagus nerve, into your spine, flowing through the spinal fluid, igniting the 33 vertebrae within you, your divine God-Christ connection. Breathe in divine peace and exhale. Breathing in divine peace, exhaling into the heart, flowing into the first layer of your auric field, vibrating peace, gentle breath rippling out to the second and third and fourth and fifth layer and sixth and seventh. So very gently and divinely, peace. Divine peace with each breath, filling and circulating through all seven layers of all seven layers of all seven layers of all seven layers. In your next breath, let's breathe in your power and let's take it back and open the line. Now you are not taking anything away from anyone. You're just reclaiming what's yours. Breathe in your power and exhale into your feet chakra. Breathe in your power and exhale into your root chakra. Breathe in your power. Exhale into your sacral. Breathe in your power. Exhale into your navel. You're all doing very awesome. Be proud of yourself. Breathing in your power. Exhale into the solar plexus. Breathing in your power. Exhaling into the heart. Breathing in your power, exhaling into your throat chakra. Breathing in your power, exhaling into the center of your head. Breathing in your power, exhale into your crown. Those of you that went and got your water ready, I'm going to charge your water now. I am the vessel for the creator of all creations, and we are blessing and healing your water now. And your water is ready to drink. So standing in your power in times when we're all being quarantined. For those of you who live with other people, it's a good time to really start communicating, huh? Working out any issues that need to be worked out. Maybe starting something creative, maybe rearranging furniture, maybe clearing out the closet or the basement. Some people who live alone or maybe live with other people, but because of work schedules, it feels like they're living alone by themselves. You are never alone. You are always with yourself. You are always with your higher self. You are always with the creator, your spirit guides, your guardian angels, and all your ancestors. Those who are struggling, that shows me that it's time to self-love. Because the more you self-love and the more you self-accept yourself fully and completely, it's always going to be a struggle when you're by yourself. Now, it doesn't have to be a struggle. You have free will. And it takes time and it takes practice. And it takes catching yourself every time you slip. And you don't want to beat yourself up because, trust me, aren't we all our own worst enemies, right? If we feel that we have done something that may have hurt someone's feelings or maybe that wasn't for the highest good and it gnaws on our conscience, right? Well, let's let gnawing on your conscience about loving yourself, standing in your power to feel good about moments and these times when you might be living alone. Because you are magnificent and you are creative and you are powerful. So I encourage you, as much as you're willing to, take this time to get to really know yourself. What hasn't been working in your life that you would like to improve or shift or change or remove? For those who are living with people, what's going on in your relationships that maybe can be enhanced and taken to the next divine quantum level? We all around the world have a grand opportunity right now. We have the opportunity to stand in our power, remember who we are, that we are divine master beings. Those of you who know who Jesus Christ of Nazareth is, said in his preaching times when he walked the earth, you can do what I can do and so much more. All you need is that trust and faith in that little tiny mustard seed. And if anybody out there has ever seen a mustard seed, they're pretty tiny. About as tiny as the top of a pinch of a pin. Excuse me, I need to take a sip of water. So take this time to love yourself. Explore yourself through meditation, through creativity. If you have any struggles with any of this, breathe in your power, because somewhere along the line, maybe when you were a little boy or a little girl or a teenager, someone took that power away from you. So you take it back because you are a master creator. You might find some things about yourself that you forgot about, or that you love so much but haven't given the time and attention to. Think about it. You are master creator. You are magnificent, powerful beings having an earthly experience. Yes, of course, while we're out in the world, we need to keep extra safe with washing our hands and covering our mouth. And those of us who cannot find any gloves or masks, what I've been doing when I have to go out to the store, luckily I live in Vermont and it's been chilly, I've been putting on my winter gloves, not the real thick ones, the thin winter gloves that I have. And I've been taking a thin scarf, and wrapping it around my mouth and nose. So there are ways. And for the people out there that are hoarding the toilet paper and other items, take a breath, relax, and come back into your power, because you've given your power away to the media. Remember, not everything on TV is 100% true. Read between the lines. And know that this transition that we're all going through right now is really magnificent in the long run. Because I have it on the highest authority that it's all going to work out. And it's all going to be for our highest good. For those of you who would like to have a personal reading or a personal healing with me, during these times I am doing readings and healings over phones and video phone. It is very successful. I have people who do it all the time from around the world, and they're very happy and pleased with the outcome. You can contact me at GinaDivineHealing.com. Soon, probably within the next couple of weeks, up on my website, you will see some of my channeled paintings. And these channeled paintings have been done by a variety of the divine sacred masters. And I know that you'll recognize all of them, or at least most of them. So we have 3 minutes and 45 seconds left. I would like to bring on my friend Larry, because I know he wants to add to this. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Jean.
What would you like to add to help people standing in their power?
Yes, and to know that your power is very subtle, yet powerful. In giving you an example of that, just relating a smile to someone can mean so much in their life, that and it's so easy to do from your end. That is very powerful.
Thank you, Larry. When I went into the grocery store this morning, and I had my light winter gloves on, and I had my scarf around my face and nose, and I had my sunglasses on, just because by the time I had gotten there, the sun had come out. And I thought, let's go in with my sunglasses too, right? And when they're playing really good music, I always like to bop to the store, you know? And I kept my distance of respect, of course, you know? But I'm getting in line, and there's a gentleman and his wife in the line to my left, at, of course, a safe distance. And he's looking at me because, you know, I got my sunglasses on, right? And I said, underneath it all, I'm smiling. And you could tell I was smiling by the sound, tone of my voice, you know?
Right.
And that is another way that, like, as to what Larry just said about giving someone a smile, you know, as you pass them, you know, I'm still giving out smiles in vibrating love as I'm shielded.
You're invisible.
Yeah. That's okay, you know. The more people out there that can promote love and promote unity, you know, everyone who's listening, it does not take a crisis or a catastrophe to bring the world together. It's inside us. It's been inside us all along.
When we smile with love, when we smile with love, they can feel it.
Absolutely.
Even if we're covered with a mask.
Yeah. Because, the seat of the soul is in the eye.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me. And thank you, Larry, for your insight. And maybe next time you could come on a little sooner and then you could chat more with us. But I'm grateful that you made it here. Thank you so much.
Well,
goodbye, everyone.
I appreciate what you...
Oh, go ahead, Larry. I don't know if we're still on.